دوستو اس وقت عشیم دا کے ساتھ انٹرویو کا سلسلہ جاری ہے اور اس سلسلے کو آگے بڑھاتے ہوئے ہم ان سے مزید بات کرتے ہیں اور دیکھتے ہیں کہ واٹ مور ہی ہیز ٹو آفر. آپ لوگوں کا جوائن کرنے کا بہت بہت شکریہ. سو یو جسٹ مینشن دیٹ یو ایونچولی یو جوائنڈ اے بینڈ اینڈ یو نو یو اسٹارٹڈ سنگنگ ان یور ایریا. سو ڈیڈ یو ٹریول لائک یو نو لانگ ڈسٹینسز اور ہاؤ مچ فار ہاؤ لانگ ور یو انوالوڈ ود یور بینڈ اینڈ واٹ واز دا نیم آف دا بینڈ اگین؟
Here's the situation. In college, you know, in between classes or, you know, like during the recess time, you know, we would go up to the, you know, what we call, used to call the canteen. Here it's called the cafeteria.
Right.
And we basically, you know, it was a two-story cafeteria, and we would go up on the, you know, on the top, on the second floor. And we started eating, and, you know, our lunch, and there are, like, you know, many tables, all the wooden tables, and we would sing, and, you know, and that's basically how it started. And somebody would... occasionally bringing, you know, like a wooden guitar, and, you know, he was showing a guitar, and somebody will play on the table, very casual. And slowly we got, you know, into it, and, you know, later on discovered that, you know, like the other sections of the, you know, of the college, you know, on the in the same second year, you know, people like from the humanities, people from the, you know, from the life sciences group, there are many folks who are actually playing different instruments. So we basically, and, you know, I mean, they heard, you know, us singing and hooting and hollering and carrying on in the cafeteria. So they, you know, one day came to us and said, hey, how about we form a group? And that's how this orchestra. And in fact, Azam, that orchestra is still in existence. Believe me or not. In fact, not too many of my old friends, you know, they are, you know, some of their, you know, their cousins and brothers. In fact, one of the lead percussionists, his son is now playing. Kind of like carrying on, you know, the tradition. And in fact, I got quite a few tracks for them. Remember, I don't know if you recall or not, a few months ago, last year, I sent you like a 30-second sample of song of Hiranja.
Yeah.
Ye Duniya Hai Mehfil.
Ye Duniya Hai Mehfil, I remember that.
You know, that was actually created, you know, that track by my friend's group.
Oh, wow.
They don't do it on a professional level. I know Harish from our Tarana community, you know, he asked me because at, it was not Vidu's place, no, not Vidu's place, it was at our last meet, you know, I sang another song. It was Khilte Hai Guliha from Darmili.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful and, song.
Yes, you know, I will sometime, you know, I'll send you a track. You will see what a quality I'm talking about. And, you know, when I explained that, you know, this group of, you know, my friends sent me the track, Harish was asking, you know, if they're still making karaoke tracks. But they don't do on a commercial basis.
Commercial basis, I see.
To answer your second question, we used to travel, but not far, you know, because at the time, you know, we were like full-time college students.
Sure.
And so, you know, we would travel far, but we used to go outside Calcutta, a little bit outside West Bengal, where, like, you know, 2-3 hours at the most.
I see.
But I stayed with them for a long time. You know, for quite a while.
Okay. So you were involved for a few years?
Yes.
At least a few years. Wow. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. So during that phase, I'm starting to wonder, during that time, or, you know, even later, tell me if you came across some of the, you know, big Bollywood personalities, if you happened to meet someone. How was that experience? I can only imagine. And I just want to know how it went with you and how was the experience?
I never met anybody from Bollywood, so to speak. I've seen their concert and everything, but never met anybody at any concert where we were performing. But I've met several of the dignitaries not Bollywood, but Tollywood, which is the Calcutta film industry. You know, it's called Tollyganj, that area.
Sure.
Several dignitaries. In fact, I don't know if you know this name. He is from, if you have seen the movie called Amanush.
I haven't, but I've heard the name.
Okay. His name is Uttam Kumar. And he was supposedly the Calcutta's Billy Kumar, you know, so to speak.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was, like, really big. And after his death, you know, the Calcutta movie industry, you know, they created this big charitable trust where they used to, you know, invite different groups to perform. And we, in fact, performed there once, only once. And where, you know, I met a lot of the Bengali actors and actresses.
I see.
As far as the singers, during that time, no, I never met anybody. But, back here, since I've been living in the USA, I had the, very good fortune to come very close to Mannadu.
Mannadu, oh, yeah.
Yes, very close. In fact, what happened was, as you know, that they come here, every year to do many performances. One of such performances, I was the organizer, on behalf of my club here in Philadelphia. And in fact, Mannadu stayed in my house for just one day. And then, he went to somebody else's house. And that was, I will never forget that experience in my life.
Wow.
Such a personality, such a great singer. So, from so close and get to know him, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was not during, my those concert days, when I used to perform, that even though, it was much later in my life, but it was a huge experience and a half, like listening to him practice early in the morning, with his harmonium and his tabla player, and sat there for close to like hour and 45 minutes just practicing and belting out, belting out like one after another, Bengali and Hindi song. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. He is such a humble person, and he is, the living legend of our time. I've seen some of his clips, and unbelievable. He is unbelievable. Very, very nice. In fact, watching some of those clips, I just had the desire to meet him. I'm going to change gears a little bit and move on to the Tarana portion of our interview. But before that, I told you I'm going to come up with some spontaneous questions.
Okay.
What's your favorite food?
What's my favorite food?
In sweets.
In sweets? Oh, my goodness. it is definitely not rasgulla. I will tell you that.
Okay.
It is actually rasmalai.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's great. How about your favorite color?
Green.
Green?
Hmm?
Okay. Okay, yeah. Here's another one. Tell me a song that you will just not get tired of listening to, and you can listening all day, all night.
I can say so many, but I would definitely say Chingari Kuri Barse. I will never. Well, can I pick two?
Yeah, pick three.
Male, one female. One male, one female. Chingari Kuri Barse and from the same movie. I'll never get tired of listening to Lana Del Rey.
Oh yeah. Oh, such a. Both are. Just, they hit you directly at your heart.